Can I tell you that other than the grace of God, none of us are anything? Amen. What do I have that I did not receive by the grace of God? Amen.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly, formerly Germantown Christian Assembly, in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. On the day of Pentecost, with the coming of the Holy Spirit, radical changes occurred in the gospel of God and in the people of God. On that day, the Holy Spirit birthed a new race, a unique race composed of people of every tongue, tribe, and nation, and made them into one body, the body of Christ, the church. Thus, as Pastor Brian Grant pointed out in the earlier portion of tonight's message, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the origin and the power that forged a bond of unity within the body that cannot be broken, whether observed or not. Listen with us now as Pastor Grant concludes his message, Power at Pentecost, the Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
You don't miss this part, but there's so many aspects to this story. Peter, as a Jew, had good reason not to want to hang out with these Gentiles. And these Gentile centurions had caused him nothing but trouble and pain. Perhaps there's somebody in your life that has caused you nothing but trouble and pain. And you have written in a book somewhere. Some of you don't mind, have the guts to write it down, but you write it in your memory. I will never have nothing to do with that person again. Drop it! Anytime we take those positions as believers in Jesus Christ, we are in sin, unless it was God who gave you a vision and told you that you were not to hang with that particular person. Now, I'm not talking about somebody who is living in sin and you're trying to make sure you don't get mixed up in all of that mess. Stay clean, oh my, okay? But I'm talking about those you are want to have nothing to do with somebody who has hurt you. I encourage you to give it to Jesus, amen, and allow the Spirit of God to use you to make a difference in that person's heart and in their life. Let me continue the reading in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 24. Lest you, some of you say, I made it up. And the following day, they entered Caesarea. Now, Cornelius, so Peter is traveling with Cornelius's people. They entered Caesarea. Now, Cornelius was waiting for them because that's where he was from and had called together his relatives and close friends. This big shot Roman leader, he's called everybody. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up and saying, stand up, I myself am a man. Oh, you can almost see the change happening already, can't you? Okay, he was accustomed because of who he was and his status in the Roman Empire. If you come, you bow. He's saying, no, don't do that. I am just a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many others who had come. Then he said to them, you know how unlawful let me just stop. None of this is in my message. I'm adding as we go along. You know, sometimes we get to places in our lives that whether because of our spiritual status or work status or whatever, we feel so important. It bothers me sometimes. Some Christians, they're so special. Can I tell you that other than the grace of God, none of us are anything? Amen. What do I have that I did not receive? believe by the grace of God. Amen. Drop all of that trap, all your trappings. Hallelujah. And make sure you're a servant of the living God. So where were we? We're in verse 29. Therefore I came without objection. As soon as I was sent for, that's what Peter's saying. I asked them, for what reason have you sent me? Jump to verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. All these Gentiles who the Jews would have regarded as dogs. Here they are. The Holy Spirit fell upon them. And those of the circumcision, the Jews who believed, were astonished. So the Jews who were there were blown away because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. Hallelujah. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? It's very interesting. You would think that the way we talk about tongues a lot today, that there are many other times in the scriptures that you read about the gift of tongues. But amazingly, these are only two of the four times we see it. I'm not going to take the time to show you the other two, but it's very interesting. The other one was with the disciples of John the Baptist, as God is trying to show you that he's using, one of the things he used this gift for was to show that we are what? All one in Christ Jesus. For centuries, Jews had no dealings with Gentiles. But all that was different. The baptism of the Holy Spirit provides power for unity. That's why at GCA, we will continue seeking to reach people for Jesus, regardless of their race, their ethnicity, their social status. We are here to reach people for God. And I thank God that we have a fellowship that is so diverse, made up of people born in so many countries, from four or five different continents. And if you're listening on radio or on the internet, I just want you to know, I'm going to give a shameless plug to those listening on the radio. I want you to know you can find a home right here at GCA. Perhaps you're looking for somewhere where you can fellowship together with a diverse bunch of folks. I want you to know there's a warm welcome for you right here at GCA. First, the baptism of the Holy Spirit provides power for unity. But second, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, write this in your notes, provides power for witness. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, it says, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world. It's sad but true. You shall receive what?
Power.
Say it again. You said it very weak. You shall receive what?
Power.
It's sad but true that despite all the power God has placed in us, many Christians have never led a soul to Christ. Not because people are not interested, but because they have rarely ever tried. They have allowed the evil one to convince them that they're not good at this. I can't.
Used to say when I was a kid, I can't, it's a coward, too lazy to try. You remember that? I don't know if that's accurate or not.
But I'm suggesting to you that in the Christian context, if you're one of those who have been baptized, endued by the Spirit of God, with the Spirit of God, and you're not witnessing, you're not, listen, I can't. Is a coward, too lazy to try. It's time to start. Because the Spirit of God, He lives in you and He lives in me, and He can do mighty things through me. So stop saying I can't, because we all can. Amen.
Jesus said, verse number 8, Jesus said that all of us shall be his witnesses. It's not a suggestion. You shall receive power and you shall be witnesses to me. It's not an elective. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. And part of the reason we don't witness, as I said, is because we feel inadequate. But God has given us all the power we need. You know, prior to Pentecost, and by the way, in case you're saying, I feel inadequate, it's interesting that as you study this text here, it is evident that prior to Pentecost, you remember what were the disciples doing prior to Pentecost? The 100 disciples were holed up in the upper room. They were all there. Everybody hunkered down because things had been pretty tough outside there. They were all hunkered down. But after Pentecost, everything changed. And brothers and sisters were willing to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us this very day, how many people got saved? 3,000 people got saved. By the time we get to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 6, the disciples, these same disciples, were being accused of turning the world upside down. Isn't that amazing? So many people's lives were being transformed by this small ragtag bunch of Christians who were holed up. But all that had changed after the day of Pentecost, everything changed. People were willing to share. And it is my prayer that today God will do a work in each of our hearts. And we might be willing to say, Lord Jesus, use me. Lord, I am available to you. Matthew 28:18, Jesus, as he was commissioned us, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. First, let me run to the third and final point. First, the baptism of the Holy Spirit provides power for unity. Second, the baptism of the Holy Spirit provides power for witness. And third and finally, the baptism of the Holy Spirit provides power for godly living. The baptism of the Holy Spirit provides power for godly living. Acts 2, verse 1 and 5. 1 to 5. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want to emphasize two important things. The rushing mighty wind. Amen. It came a sound as a rushing mighty wind. And then it talks about tongues as a fire. The emphasis is on the fire. The wind, I believe, speaks of God's power. Have you ever been in a hurricane or a tornado? I remember when I was in the hospital a few years ago, my wife called to let me know that my kid's house was hit with a tornado, and so much water was, they were all in a shelter. And I know when I went to the visit, the neighbor told me it cost him $300,000+ to fix back his house. Can you imagine that? Just this tornado, a freak tornado blowing through up there on 309, and all that damage was done. It was done. You can't see the wind, but you can surely see the awesome power of the wind when you drive by and see cars on top of houses. You know, there was a lot. The wind has a lot of power. You know, perhaps you're bound by some sin. Stop with me for a minute. Because perhaps you're here or you're listening and you've been bound by some sin and you're finding it in your mind. You've been dealing with this so long, you figure there is no hope. But God wants you to know that the power of the Holy Spirit can set you free. Amen. I am so thankful. I have known so many people and had the privilege of seeing so many people from all walks of life. Rich people, poor people, gunmen, addicts, prostitutes, you name it. All who have come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and God has changed their life because there is incredible power. The Spirit of God has awesome power, and no wonder it turns on the Lord orchestrated us for singing that song. My God is awesome. Perhaps that's what I could have entitled today's message. My God is awesome. Don't sit there and continue on your path. Make a decision today. Commit your life to God and say, oh God, you know I've been struggling with this particular thing, but you tell me in your word that you are awesome and that all power is given to you. And today I submit my life to you. Oh God, I beg you, change me. Transform my life. God will do it. He will do it if you're serious. Don't pray if you're not serious. Don't pray and go back to the same old way. Don't pray and hang out with the same old guys. You have a new family. Hang with your new family who will encourage you to walk with Jesus. Amen. And I challenge you, whoever you are and wherever you are, to make a change and go the way of Jesus. I'll never forget. It was a big holiday and we had a lot of folks coming to our home. And it was a cold season and the heater went dead. The heater would not work. We were panicking as we what we were going to do with all these people coming into the home. And so we called the repairman. And of course, since it was a public holiday, he jacked up the price. And it was years ago. I don't know what he would have charged today. But that back then he said, I will come, but it's cash only. $250 for my arrival. And then that's only for 15 minutes. And then the price just keeps rolling over. $150. Okay, I said, okay, we'll go for it. The gentleman got to the house. He said, where's the door to the basement so I can see the heater? I opened the door. As he was going down, he saw a switch on the left. He flicked the switch. The heater came on. He said, that's $250. The problem turned out, it was not that there was no power in the house. Are you with me? I had missed something very important. I had forgotten to flip the switch. To be frank with you, it wasn't that I forgot. I always looked at that switch wondering what it was. For those of you who know me, know that I not only know nothing about anything practical, but as my wife will tell you, I have no interest. She has to do and lead me to everything. All I am just are her hands. Not her brain. Just her hands. Her father taught her well. By God, you know, her brother Charles was such an incredible man to fix everything. And she will try fixing almost everything. But that particular day, even my beloved wife failed. My friend, if you are saved,
The power is in the house. Oh, don't miss that. Don't walk around claiming that you don't have the power. You on your own don't have the power. But the moment you came to Jesus, the Spirit of God came to live in you, and He has all the power. Oh, what we need to do is to submit to Him. Amen. To submit to Him and determine we're going to surrender all, as the song says, all to Jesus. I surrender. And when we surrender all those hidden compartments of our life, the Spirit of God will change us and transform us. So the question is, are you willing to surrender all to Jesus today? So add this to your notes. If you're saved, the power is in the house. But until you take the simple step of believing God and yielding yourself totally to Him, amen? Until you take that, yielding yourself totally to Him. Move along the slide if you would please. I believe it's on the slide. Okay? Next one. If you're saved, the power is in the house. But until you speak simple, I guess I added this late. Until you say the simple stuff of believing God and yielding yourself totally to Him, you'll never fully appropriate God's power. And here's the final thing I want to say to you this morning. The baptism of the Holy Spirit provides power for godly living. The wind speaks of His power. The fire speaks of His ability to purify us. There are many people seeking for ways to change their lives for the better. That's why there are so many commercials for diet and exercise products. People are trying to look better. But the most important change we need is a spiritual change. Amen. For we were all born sinners and need to experience God's forgiveness and salvation. Have you ever experienced God's salvation? Are you sure you're saved? You know, a lot of people refuse to believe they're sinners. I'm not even sure why people would say they're not sinners. Because even the IRS knows you're a sinner. You say, how do the tax people know I'm a sinner? Why would you say that? I remember I used to do tax returns back in the day. And there was a time when to claim dependents, you didn't have to put a social security number. You just said, I have 6 dependents. And occasionally I would ask the people, who are these 6 dependents? Turns out the dog was some of the dependents and the cat. So the IRS knows you. We are sinners. So what does the IRS now require? If you want a dependent, show me the social security number of the dog. But since you have not been able to come up with the social security number of the dog, at least the truth is being told in that area. Listen. We all sin. We are all sinners. We didn't become sinners when we sinned. You see, the apple tree doesn't become an apple tree when it bore the first apple. It always was. It just showed the fruit of what was coming from the root. And listen, all of us are sinners. We're sinners because we were born sinners. My friend, the change, real change, will come when you're willing to acknowledge that you're a sinner and come to Jesus and ask Him to save you. My friend, I'm here to tell you on the authority of the Word of God that the Bible promises that the person who comes to Me, I will in no wise cast out.
And right now the Spirit of God is speaking to you and you and you and you, whoever you are who are listening this morning. If you're not sure you're saved by the grace of God, if you're not sure that the Spirit of God lives in you, make that decision today. Make a decision today that will change your life and your trajectory and the trajectory of your family. If you decide, I will decide to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Do that now as we close in prayer. Father, thank you for speaking to our hearts. I pray for that person who needs salvation. Oh, I pray that today they may say yes to you. I pray for that person who has already prayed to receive Christ, but they have not totally committed. They're not surrendered all. They're not seeking to win others for you. I pray, Lord, that today may be their day of dedication. For Christ's sake, we pray.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that, and mean it, God will hear you, and He will answer your prayer, and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550, or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.